this is about not being aware how unaware you are, or not being as aware as you think you are. This often happens when people become more aware than the people around them, especially if they become a lot more aware than the people around them. Without them realizing it, they become lazy, because they're in a way in an exalted position, because they can just see how unaware people are. And then they get lazy. They stop looking. They stop being minutely aware in each moment of what's going on. Now, this is what happens when you become less aware. To run your brain takes a tremendous amount of energy. So the brain has an energy-saving device in there. And what it wants to do is think as little as possible, anything fresh or new. So what it does is it goes to its memory banks and pulls something out. What you'll hear on television, on the films, anywhere, and people talking, cliches, set phrases. And that's the brain's way of saving energy. It fetches the phrase off the shelf and pops it out. But nobody pops it out. There's nobody there. There's no awareness. There's no presence to that. It's just popped out, that phrase. That finishes that. But at that moment, nobody's there saying it. If you want to have this, let's say, exalted feeling, sense of presence, you have to say every single syllable. Not just words, every syllable. Present. There. Aware of the vast gap between words. And you say what you are saying. In the restaurant or the cafe, overhear what people are saying. Stories. But nobody's telling the story. The story's telling itself. The brain's running a tape. There's nobody there saying it. You'll even see expressions and false emotions as though something happened, but nothing's happening because nobody's there. There. Present. For each moment. What is being said? And the sensation that goes with what's said. And in touch with what happens to the person when you're talking to them. If you are in touch with the person as you're talking, something will modify what you're saying so they can connect with it more easily. But usually we just run stuff out. And the other person waits till you finish so they can run their stuff out. To wake up takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort, because as I said before, you've got to undo everything you've been given. Undo it. It's in the way. It's your robot, the front that you put up so nobody can get to you. You've got to take that down. Take away all your defenses and be vulnerable. Feel senses. Be very, very sensitive. And it's pretty shaky because we're in a very insensitive environment. Eventually, as you get down to the more developed parts of you, the more sensitive parts of you, you won't be able to live in a city. You won't be able to go into a shop or a restaurant that's playing loud music. You won't be able to listen to people chuntering on unconsciously. It'll shatter your system. And the thing is, it is shattering your system, but you don't realize it. So you contract to contain it, and then you don't feel good. And then you get ill. Contraction brings illness because the body can't take care of itself. You've closed it down. Not only that, but as you become more expanded and more sensitive, you won't actually hear people's minds, but you'll feel the vibrations. You will feel their pain. To start with, it's very unpleasant because suddenly you see how unhappy people are. Almost all of the time, covered up with. And you stopped your covering. You're taking away your layers. You're taking away your armor. You're getting down and down and down. until you're just this, like a little child, a sensitive being. If you come behind a child and go, it'll jump, almost leaves the floor. It's so sensitive, it's so open, it's so vulnerable, so receptive. And in order to come to our maximum potential, to wake up to it, we have to go through that. More and more sensitive, more and more vulnerable. Letting our defenses go, all of them. And one of our main defenses is control. If you want to wake up, let it go. And as I keep saying, let go of everything you think you know, everything you don't know, who you are, who you're not, what reality is, let it all go, because it's all false. It's Maya, it's an illusion. It's what keeps you in hell. Hell and heaven, if there are such things, they're here. Now, hell is resistance, heaven is yes. Yes. And heaven isn't what you think it is, because you can't think heaven. Your tiny, tiny little mind is just not big enough to encompass this vastness, this incredible state of beingness.